some people think that, you know, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. My name is Pyro and this is Traffic Talks, in case you are new. I am excited for today's Black Friday episode because I've been very confused as to when exactly Black Friday is, but I have a lot to say, but I'm gonna try and keep it short. So let's dive straight into this week's episode. As you know, or if you don't, I do an annual Black Friday episode. If you've come with me for a while, you know there are certain episodes I do like clockwork every single year, Black Friday being one of them. One of my most vivid memories of Black Friday, if I'm not mistaken, back in 2018, I want to say, I went to my first Black Friday sale in Canal Walk. And it was awesome. Everything was much cheaper. I had a game plan. I had my mom and my sister with me. It was just a good day. Black Friday at the time was just happening over the weekend, and we went on the Saturday. It was really, really good. I definitely think that was one of the best ones. And the ones after that were really good as well, because sometimes there wasn't even just a thing around Black Friday and more just having fun with the day, like you would a Valentine's Day or a, what's that other holiday with the shamrock shakes, the one with the leprechauns. The name will hit me like a brick, trust me. St. Patrick's Day, there's it. It's not really a thing, but it's a thing. So that is kind of what Black Friday really is to me. But this year, it's just become completely commercialized to the point I don't know the day. I don't know the weekend. I'm not even sure. Because everything is just Black Friday month, Black Friday extended sale, early Black Friday sale. I'm just like, no thank you. That is too much. And it has been difficult to see all these things being advertised and just be like, ooh, that's cool, ooh, that's cool. And then I have to reel myself in and be like, it's probably the same price. They just have more adverts they can make around it because it's Black Friday. And like I said, sometimes it can be fun just celebrating the day or the theme or having a good idea, even though I know the original intention behind Black Friday was not good at all. We kind of change meaning of things as we go and as we grow. So I think taking the day and just making it fun for yourself has become the new norm, you know, treating yourself to some type of special. If there's a takeaway place that has a good deal, go for that. I know one year, my mom, my sister, and I had to go and fetch her school report, I think. I don't know what. We had to go fetch something at school for her on the day of the Black Friday, but she didn't have to stay at school that day. So we literally went to the school, grabbed her, grabbed the thing we needed, and then left and went to like a cafe and had breakfast and coffee and just chilled. So that was awesome. So just having an excuse to make a day of it is really fun, which I think is much better. But in terms of sales, this year has been one of the most advertisement heavy, if I can put it that way. Whether I'm scrolling on my phone, whether I'm watching TV, because yes, I watch traditional TV, not just the subscription services or YouTube or something. And the adverts are always just Black Friday. And it honestly has become annoying. I will give leeway to one of my favorites, which is the macro advert, where it's like somebody's in a macro mood. I really, really love that, just because I think they've got a good hook for it. But that aside, it has been a year that I don't realize has been very beneficial to me. And I say that because this year, I've had to really think when it comes to spending money on certain things. And this is not because I have, you know, as they call it, a scarcity mindset or anything like that. It's the opposite. I'm very happy to buy something. However, I'm very picky when it comes to what I buy, because I'd rather choose something that is quality over quantity. And that is something I've always done. And also, I like food, so I'd rather buy the expensive ice cream than the cheap bulk one. Not to say that the cheap bulk one doesn't hit the spot, just randomly, but it is what it is. So having to make difficult decisions around purchases this year specifically has definitely opened my eyes to how I approach things. One thing I want to do is encourage whoever might be listening to this to make purchases for quality versus quantity. And I mean that by saying buy the expensive thing if it's going to be a long-term item for you. If they're having a good special on beds, buy it. Buy it, buy it. I'm not going to stop you. I'm going to encourage you. Because you spend about a third of your life sleeping on a bed, you might as well make it a good one. You need a good night's sleep so you can get up bright and early and get on with the day. It's an important item that's going to be a long-term item in your life. Versus the trendy little TikTok thing you saw and you have to have it because it's a need, not a want. You use it for 2 minutes and it's either broken or the novelty wears off and boom, it's done. Or worse, and this is something that recently happened to someone I know. They bought items that were advertised one way and when it arrived, it was not as expected. And they bought like 100 of these things. So now they're sitting with a lot of things that are just cheap and crappy. Instead of just spending a little bit more money, getting less of the item, but having it be quality pieces that's going to last a long time. It's things like that which honestly make the difference. Because I am literally looking around my space and I can tell you I'm so happy with all of the purchases I've made. Whether they were on sale or not, whether it was Black Friday or not. Everything I've bought, I've been so happy with. Even some of the items being secondhand or even just being a very cheap-ish version of something. Kind of like the microphone I'm using. It's a, what is this? Jepson? It's a Jepson. I bought it at Cash Crusaders. It's under the Dixon brand, if I'm not mistaken. It is what it is. I knew I didn't want to spend a lot of money up front for a microphone if I wasn't going to stick to it. And I did promise myself I would upgrade as soon as I make some money from the podcast. I haven't yet, therefore I haven't upgraded, but this thing is still working. And I'm very glad I made the purchase. Some things that are cheap actually end up lasting you a long time. However, I will say it could be because I just took very good care of the microphone. Because every time I used it, I'd take it out of its packaging, use it, and then put it back in its packaging. I made sure it didn't fall. I was very careful with it, all those types of things. So it has lasted me the last 4 years, which I'm very proud of. But when I do get one, that just means I know I'm going to take good care of it. So when I do buy a more expensive one, it'll be worth it. Hey, fingers crossed, I might even get a sponsorship for it. So you never know with these types of things. But ultimately, that is kind of what you need to focus on. Is this going to be a short-term purchase or is it a long-term purchase? Sometimes buying the more expensive thing for the long-term is good. And I will always encourage that. However, there's a little asterisk at the end because I'm also of the mindset, do what you want, okay? It's your money, it's your life, it's your choice. So if you want to splurge on that thing and you are splurging, and I'm putting this in quotes, in cash, go for it. Meaning if you're going to blow your money on something, you have cash in hand. It's money you can spend. You aren't putting it on a credit card, you aren't taking out a loan for the thing. You know, within reason, it is going to be a worthwhile thing. Which brings me to my next point. Things, okay? Things are simply things. And sometimes experiences can be better than things. I know that I am going to be taking a huge chunk of my savings to spend on an overseas wedding next year. I made that decision the moment I received the invite. I know I'm not going to regret it, and I'm looking very much forward to that event. That is something I'm okay with. I'm very okay with that and spending that money and doing that thing. However, that is something I know other people may differ on. Some people think that, you know, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Having something physical and tangible over having an experience is not something they enjoy, but here's the but. I know for a fact, me going out more, me doing more things, me just making an effort to do something for myself has been really, really nice. And I would honestly count those as experiences because I did experience something, and sometimes I even got physical things out of it. I know the Dermalogica event, that was a free event, but I ended up getting a whole goodie bag, which was worth it. I've been to other things. I even went to friends and family recently. That has been nice. Those are experiences, whether you realize it or not. Even if you do occasionally have to spend money doing that experience, you know, buying some snacks, buying some drinks, all those kinds of things. And that's okay, because experiences equal memories. And yes, sometimes buying items is just as fun as experiences, or you can put them together and mesh them into one. Like I said, you spend money on the things you take to your family, but you end up having a good experience. So you can do that for yourself, you can do that for others, you can even spoil yourself in that way. Buy some good splurged out face masks and things, and then do a at-home spa day where you use it, where you take pictures, where you just have a good time and enjoy yourself. Please keep that in mind going into Black Friday this year. It can be overwhelming, especially with everything going on sale. I know I looked at something so hard. I was like, I need this. And then I reminded myself, no, I'm good. I've got other things that already serve this purpose. So, no. That brings me to the end of my episode and to this week's Song of the Week. And the only reason I chose it is because Checkers uses it every year. And I thought, I make one of these episodes every year. So if they have the audacity to use the same ad and the same music, why can't I for this episode? It's Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa, which Checkers changed to Black and Orange because that's like their colors. So I'm just like, good choice. And they got the whole beat going. So it's a really good ad. But not just the original Black and Yellow. This week's bonus song of the week, if you will, is the Black and Yellow G Mix, which is by Wiz Khalifa, but it features Snoop Dogg, Juicy J, and T-Pain, which honestly, I'm really grateful for. None of these guys have too much craziness surrounding their names. You know, everyone has their scandal, but like, nothing like we're going through with some people, which I'm still trying to get over because everything is just always linked. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. That is the song of the week. I'm very much looking forward to next week's episode, and it's going to be a good recap. There's a lot that happened this year, so that episode might be a bit longer. I'm just warning you right now. That is my long song and dance this week. I'm gonna go enjoy listening to the G-Mix again because I've already listened to it once today. And I will ask you to be very conscious of how you spend human being and to try and keep being a better being this week. I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.